各位弟兄姊妹，各位老师，大家平安。
Peace to you.
很高兴有机会来跟大家分享。
I'm so glad I have a chance to speak with you this morning.
这个礼拜我在BSOP 这边教的是宣教的历史。
This week I'm teaching the history of mission here.
简单的介绍我的背景哈，刚才已经有一点初步的介绍。
And I will briefly introduce myself. There was a very brief introduction just now.
我自己出生在一个佛教的家庭，没有信主的。
I was born in a Buddhist family, not knowing Christ.
台湾是有也有很多这个儒家跟道家，还有这个佛教的这种混合的宗教。
In Taiwan, there's a mixture of religions, so Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism, and so on.
那我在这样的环境之下信主，接触到福音。
And I actually came into touch with the gospel in this kind of environment.
以后又蒙召到不同的文化当中宣教。
And later on, I was called to preach the gospel in different cultures.
当我刚开始信主的时候，我接受了学员传道会的侍律。
And when I first came to know Christ, I accepted the four spiritual laws by Campus Crusade.
但是当我用这个思虑在跟别人传的时候，我发现不同文化的人会有很多不一样的反应。
But when I use the four spiritual laws with people from different culture, I found different people have different responses.
这个促使我去思考。到底福音要怎么样呈现才会在不同文化的人心中有共鸣
？And that made me reflect upon how to communicate the gospel such that there's resonance in different cultures.
1954年 ，Eugene Nida 写了一篇文章叫做《Custom and Cultures》。
And in 1954. Eugene Nida wrote a book on culture and gospel.
那这个书里面呢，他头一次提到说，当我们在讲到宗教所定规的那种罪，还有犯罪的结果，我们需要从三方面来考量。
And he talked about when we talk about sin in Christianity, in religion, it need to be considered from three different dimensions.
就是要从恐惧、羞辱跟罪疚感这三方面来考量。
It need to be considered from fear, from guilt, and from shame.
所以这段我就把英文念一遍哈。We have to reckon with three different types of reactions to transgressions of religiously sanctioned codes: fear.Shame and guilt. 中文我就简单的这边也翻译出来，它就是宗教所定规的罪，它的后果你必须要从三方面来理解哈。第一方面叫罪疚，第二方面是羞辱，第三方面是恐惧。
So when we talk about sin in religion, you need to consider from three different dimensions. From guilt, from shame, and from fear.
在2000年的时候，有一位宣教士在中东那边服侍很多年的，他的名字叫做 Roland Mueller。
In 2000, Roland Mueller serving in Middle East。
他写了一本书叫做Honor and Shame， 荣耀与羞辱。
He wrote a book Honor and Shame。
然后他把这个人类的这个问题。归咎到伊甸园里面所发生的，然后称它为 Eden Effect 伊甸效应。
And he discusses as a result from the Eden Effect what happened in the garden in Genesis.
这个就是我们刚才所读到的圣经，亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后，他们的三种最主要的负面的情绪的反应。
And basically, the three negative effects.Or reaction from Adam and Eve after they sin against God.
我们刚刚所读到的，他 当他们第一件，他们发现，在天起的凉风，他们听到上帝的声音，他们就害怕。
First, when they heard the voice of God, they feel afraid.
弟兄姊妹，他们以前没有犯罪之前，有这种害怕这种情绪吗
？And before they sin, did they ever feel fear?
第二个就是他们突然发现自己赤身露体，然后赤身露体，他们就藏起来。藏起来的意思就是他们是感到羞辱。
And when they found out they were naked, they hid themselves, and it's a sense of shame.
我们中国的文化或是亚洲文化特别对这种羞辱感是很敏感的。
In the Asian context, we are pretty sensitive to this concept of shame.
我们都希望把最好的一面展示给大家看。
We want to show the best part to people.
如果我们做了一些很丢人的事情，我们就想要躲起来，不要让别人发现。
And when we do something shameful, we want to hide. We don't want people to see us.
所以亚当夏娃也是一样，他说我赤身露体，所以我就藏了。
And Adam and Eve, the same thing.They found themselves to be naked, so they hid.
之后呢？上帝说：“谁告诉你赤身露体？莫非你吃了我所吩咐不可以吃的果子吗
？”And God questioned them, "Who told you you are naked? Did you eat what I have forbidden you to eat?"
当人做错了事，犯了这个一个上帝所定的标准，它里面产生了一种罪疚感，这种感觉叫做 guilt。
And when God, people, a human being disobey God, they have this sense of guilt inside.
其实这个这三种问题后来成为人类在处理这些复杂的情绪问题，然后发展出三种主要的文化类型。
And this three different reactions develop into the three different dimensions in culture.
当你我以前也在美国读过书，然后也在台湾，后来又到泰国，又在菲律宾的少数民族当中侍奉。
And I have studied in U.S. I grew up in Taiwan. I serve in Thailand in Chiang Mai, and I also have served in Philippines.
所以我遇到很多不同的文化的类型。
I have met many different types of culture.
或者你可以说不同的世界观。
And different worldview.
所以促使我不断的思想，到底我们的福音有没有一个three dimensional， 不只是符合西方人的想法，或者是符合哪一种人的想法，而是一个普世的福音呢
？And so that made me think, could our gospel be three dimensional and not just the Western way of thinking or any particular kind of thinking?
因为对于罪疚感，在面对上帝的这个审判跟 confrontation 的时候，他们产生了一种罪疚。罪疚的人希望能够被判为无罪，成为清白。
And for the guilty people, the one they have offended the law, they want to be judged and be announced they are not guilty.
那在羞辱当中的人，他希望重新得回一个荣耀，可以回到他所属的群体。
And for the people who feel shameful, they want to restore their honor such that they can rejoin their group.
在恐惧当中的人，通常是因为信心摆错了对象，他们需要找到真正可以依靠的，以至于内心重新有平安。
And people who feel fear.They want to find the real power, such that they can find peace inside.
那这三种的世界观，其实是我的博士论文当中所研究的主要的内容。
And these three different types or dimensions or worldviews, actually, that was my PhD dissertation.
如果我们看这张图，你就会发现。在世界上的文化当中，比较偏向欧美的传统基督教文化影响的，它是比较属于罪疚文化，是 guilt culture。
And if we look at the world map, we find the Western, the European, or the North American, their main concept is with the guilt.
那主要的在，比方说在中国，在亚洲，在穆斯林当中，他们比较是属于所谓的羞辱的文化。
And in with the Chinese culture, a lot of the Asian culture and the Muslim culture, the main concern is with honor and shame.
但是在很多的民间信仰或者是基层的部落的，他们就有很多的恐惧。
And with a lot of the folk belief, a lot of the tribal areas, their main concern is with fear and power.
这张图蓝色的部分比较是追究文化，红色的部分越红的表示是羞辱跟恐惧的文化。
So in this map, the blue part is the guilt concept, and the red part is the honor and shame.
那对于追究的人，他在认识上帝的时候。他在想福音的时候，就像马丁路德或是加尔文所教导的，他们是一个罪人站在一个公义的审判官面前。
And so with the guilt worldview, basically just like Martin Luther and Calvin, their idea is I'm a guilty party standing in front of a judge.
那上帝的形象就是一个法官。
So The picture of God is the judge.
所以马丁路德在他的重生经验里面，他想到上帝的时候，他是很恐，是觉得我怎么可能，我这个罪人怎么可能站在上帝的面前？
So when Martin Luther went through conversion, his whole idea is how could a sinner, a guilty party like me, face God, the judge?
你们可能听说他的那个高塔的经验，他当时是奥古斯丁修会的一个修士。
And Martin Luther actually was a monk belonging to the monastery of Augustine.
那他在那个高塔那边，就是遇到一个闪电雷轰，他马上趴在地上，因为他觉得上帝就是一个 angry God， 随时准备要修理人的。我们怎么能够站在他的面前
？And he was in a tower meditating, and there was thunder, and he was afraid and falling to the ground, but he feel God the judge is coming to judge him.
当他了解了哦，原来我可以因着信耶稣免去上帝的愤怒，这个对他来讲是一个很重要的福音。
So the concept of I could get away from this judgment from God by the grace in Jesus Christ. That was a major concept.
在西方的文化里面，基本上他用罗马法约束人外在的行为，用基督教的信仰约束人内的内心。
In the Western culture, basically the outside law will regulate your behaviors, and the Christianity, the inside faith, regulate your heart.
在这种文化里面，逐渐的，他会慢慢把这个良心内化，而成为个人主义。
And in this kind of culture, the conscience will be so internalized, the faith will be so internalized, such that it become very individualistic.
所以，只要你不犯法。法律许可的，基本上你都可以做，而且你不要管别人对你有什么想法。
So as long as you do not offend the law, you can do whatever, and it's permitted, and it's your own business.
七大工业国 G7 的这个网站上面，他说，没错，我们七大工业国，我们立国的基础就是 rule of law， 就是法治。
And in the G7 countries, basically, they state that their basic code of conduct is the word of law.
所以当思律用在这种的世界观里面，他说，神爱你，为你有生命，有个奇妙的计划。第二律，人因有罪与神隔绝。第三个，耶稣要替你受刑罚，死在十字架上，承担上帝的审判跟怒气。还有你要接受耶稣，你就免于这个审判。这个对于当时的西方文化里面是很有道理的。
So in the Western world, the fourth spiritual law, first one, God has a plan for you. Second, you have offended God and offended the Lord. Third, through Jesus Christ, you could be pronounced innocent, fourth, then your relationship is recovered and you are innocent now. So this is perfectly logical and reasonable in the Western mindset.
可是我把这样的观念去跟我的中国的叔叔伯伯、我的父亲传福音的时候，就遇到很多问题。
But if I use this on my parents, on my uncles, people who are Chinese, I run into also the problem.
他们首先他问说：“神爱你，哪一个神啊？”
First of all, they ask, "Which God love you?"
然后第二个我说人有罪。他说我哪有罪？我
and talk about man is sinful, and they say who say so?
他说我是他儿子，你敢说你老子犯罪？你不要命了你
？And he scolded my father, scolded me. You are my son. You dare to say I'm sinful?
因为当我说他有罪的时候，他已经觉得他很没面子了。
Because when I said he is sinful.He feels he has lost faith. He feels ashamed.
很多时候你跟华人传统的这个华人他们讲福音的时候常常会卡在第一关第二关你就很难讲下去。
Usually if we communicate the gospel with these four spiritual laws to the more traditional people, we got stuck maybe in the first or the second law.
因为他们的世界观是比较建筑在荣耀跟羞辱这样的概念里面。
Because their worldview is basically one about honor and shame.
Honor and shame 这个是用英文来表达，但是中文对于 shame 其实有很多很多不同的概念。
And shame could be expressed in different ways in Chinese.
因为我们可以说你这个人太无耻了 ，you have no shame.
And so sometimes we say you have no shame.
可是我们说，这个一个人如果不知耻的话，那个这个就无可救药啊。所以他有一点正面的纠正的效果。
But at the same time, we say a person should have that sense of shame.
然后我们会说用很多的词来造，他不一定直接讲荣耀羞辱，他会用脸面子这样的词汇来表达。那个内在的意思。
And sometimes we have many ways to describe this honor and shame. For example, our face is losing face.
跟外国人讲说，我这样做会 lose face. 他说，这个脸长在你的脸上，为什么会 lose?
And if I talk to someone Western, say this will lose face, and he say, what face? Is don't you have the face on your face?
那么我们看到说你可不可以看在我的面子上面你就放他一马、
And we plead for people, could you let this person go because of my face?
这个观念对于有一些文化的人很难理解，因为你看别人看这个人的面子，那你就不是违法了吗？
And for the Western mind, if you look at someone's face,Aren't you going against the law?
可是保罗也跟腓利门讲说，你看在我的面子上面，你就饶过这个阿尼西姆吧。
But Paul also told Philemon, please, because of me, my face, please let Onesimus go.
所以我们中文里面有很多用脸啊、面子来造词的，比方说，这样丢脸，这样会撕破脸，我这个这样是你不可以这样打脸，有很多用。用这个什么刷脸就用很多的脸来造词。
So, in Chinese, there are many ways that we talk about the face. You'll lose face, you'll break the face, you are going to scratch someone's face.
当我在泰国服侍的时候呢，我发现泰国人比中国人更爱面子，因为他们的用脸来造词可以造一百多种词。
When I was serving in Thailand, I found out they even like the face more than Chinese. They have more than 100 phrases about face.
他泰文泰国话，他脸叫做 na， 所以他可以打 na、raksa na、什么什么 na， 都有一百多种。
So in Thai, face is na, and they have hundreds of different ways to talk about the face.
你知道，如果一个文化它 用这个词可以造这么多，那你就好好的认识他这一方面的文化，不然你传福音会很困难。
In any culture, if you find this culture has many different words for one thing, you have to study that one thing to figure out what touched this culture.
我在泰国有一个同工叫做 Margaret， 她做了一个硕士论文，在研究到底泰国人他们在讲那这个脸到底是什么意思。
And I have a coworker in Thailand, Margaret, and her thesis is about what the Thai people are talking about when they talk about na.
他脸，因为他就收集了100多个这个用脸造的词，然后他问一个问题：到底泰国人想到脸的时候，脸到底是什么概念
？So the main thesis is when the Thai people when they talk about na, what are they talking about？
然后他的结论哈。他花很多时间，但是我就直接讲他的结论。
And she spent a lot of hours on the, and I'm going to tell you just a conclusion.
他说泰国人讲到脸，脸是一个 container 的概念，是一个容器。
And when the Thai people they talk about face, nah, it's a container.
这个容器里面装什么呢？就是装着他的尊荣，他的 honor.
And this container contains the honor, a dignity.
所以当你打脸或是撕破脸，你就是把这个容器给打破了。打破了以后，什么东西会流出来？你的尊荣就会流出来。
So when you break this container, now what's going to break out? It's the honor.
所以对于这些亚洲文化很看重脸、很看重尊荣的，他们就非常看重彼此的关系。
So in the Asian culture, where Honor is very important. Relationship become very important.
在你要做任何事情之前，你需要先跟他建立关系，不管是做生意或谈福音，最好要跟他有比较好的关系，他才听得进去。
Before you want to do anything, business or gospel, you have to establish relationship before anything could proceed well.
那中国的文化里面，什么仁义礼智信啊，他都非常看重关系，君君臣臣父父子子，都是讲到关系。
And in the Chinese culture, you have all sorts of way to define the relationship, so they are very important.
那这个你从中国来大概都看过，叫做八荣八耻。
And people from China probably are aware of this: the eight honors and the eight shames.
这个在胡锦涛当总统的总书记的时候，到处都是这个标语。
And when 胡锦涛 was a president, this was posted everywhere.
以热爱祖国为荣，以危害祖国为耻，以服务人民为荣，以背离人民为耻，等等等等。
You have to bring glory to your country, do not bring shame. You have to serve your people and do not bring shame.
所以。中国人非常的知道，你一个人的行为是会影响一个群体的。
So Chinese people understand individuals, behavior affect the whole community.
所以我们会常常说，从小就告诉我们的孩子，你要光耀门楣，你要为国争光，即使牺牲了。个人的利益，你要为你的团体来着想。
So even when children grow up, we say you have to honor your family, you have to think about your country, and even if at the cost of your own individual good.
这个对西方人来讲，就觉得你们干嘛这样子啊？西方的父母不会这样教导他们的孩子。
And in the Western culture, parents do not teach their children this way.
他们通常会鼓励自己的孩子，你就发展你的长处啊 ，blaze your own trail， 不要管别人，你就是活出你的色彩，这样就是成功。
And in the West culture, usually parents tell the children, you have to blaze your own trail, you have to find your own way.
所以这个是很不一样的文化，一个会看重个人的关系，我们接受耶稣做我们个人的救主。
So different cultures. So in the West culture, Western culture, Jesus is your individual savior.
可是你知道我以前在美国跟中国大陆的学人传福音的时候， 你跟他讲说这是耶稣是个人的救主，然后你信耶稣可以得永生，他们就说这么自私的宗教。
And when I was in US, I tried to preach the gospel with scholars from China. When I tell them, you receive Jesus Christ, you will be safe and individual and so on. And the response, this is such a selfish religion.
那我要怎么跟他们传呢？我就说信耶稣才能够救中国，他们就哦。
But when I told them, if you accept Jesus, you believe in Jesus Christ, you can save China, they responded.
要这个耶稣才能够救中国，这个马克思不能够救中国。
So instead, I told them Jesus can save China, Marxists cannot.
这个同样都是犹太人，但这两个犹太人是差很多的。
And they are two Jews, and they are very different.
在印度教的世界，其实也是有很多的 honor and shame 的这个概念。
And in Hinduism, also there's a lot of honor and shame.
所以在这两种福音，到底我们在上帝面前可不可以从羞辱变成荣耀呢？从那个被拒绝很丢脸的，变成被接纳，进入他的家中呢
？So, can we, communicate how we are restoring our relationship, how we are brought from shame to honor.
所以在这种的世界观里面，其实有一个比喻是耶稣讲的非常感人的，就是浪子回头的比喻。
And actually, the parable of the prodigal son, that's a very touching parable, the story that Jesus told.
我在认识过一个维吾尔族的姑娘，叫做 Sierra。
And I know a lady, a Muslim lady, Sierra.
她在加拿大的时候呢，住到一个加拿大基督徒的家里面。
She was staying at the Christian home when she was in Canada.
那这个接待家庭呢？父母亲是我的属灵同伴，他们叫 Bob and Grace.
And Bob and Grace, head of this family, actually, they are my spiritual partners.
他很想跟 Sierra 传福音，所以带他去教会。
They want to bring Sierra to faith, so they invite her to church.
有一天，他就带 Sierra 去看这个一部电影，就是浪子回头的比喻。
And one day they brought Sierra to a movie. The story is about the prodigal son.
看完了以后，他问 Sierra 说：“哎，你觉得这部电影怎么样
？”After the movie, they asked Sierra, "How do you find the movie?"
这位穆斯林女孩竟然说：“这部电影里面唯一做对的就是那个大儿子。
”And the Muslim lady said.The only person who did right is the elder son.
我们从小听浪子回头的比喻，我们从来都没有想到有人会这样反应啊。
Probably we never imagined that when we are so used to this story.
他说这个浪子，这个如果在我们的家乡，他想回家门都没有。
She said this the younger son, he want to return home, there's no way.
然后他说这个爸爸更丢脸，他不但丢自己的脸，而且还把这个羞辱带回他的家
and,
带回他的这个家族。
And the father, he is without shame. He brought shame not just to himself but to the whole clan.
哇，你有没有发现，怪不得我们跟这些穆斯林传福音，他常常没有常常他会鸡同鸭讲啊。
And no wonder we fail to communicate with a Muslim.
可是等到后来 Bob and Grace 慢慢跟他谈的时候，他才慢慢知道啊，原来这个就是福音啊。
But slowly when Bob and Grace communicate with Sierra, then she found, oh, this is the gospel.
后来 Sierra 说，对了，如果在我们的那个文化里面，除非那个最大的那个族长。最大的那个族长愿意丢自己的脸，把这个羞辱带回他的家中，那别人就不敢讲话了。
And Sierra admit, in our culture, unless a head of the clan agree to bring the shame to himself and to the family, otherwise this could never be done.
所以耶稣基本上他就是承担了我们的羞耻，我们一切不敢告人的东西，他承担了我们的羞耻，好让天父上帝把我们接回他的家中。
So Jesus actually bore all our shame, such that we could be brought home to the Father.
那耶稣就是在这种荣耀羞辱文化当中的那个中保，那个 mediator。
And so Jesus became the mediator in this honor and shame system.
在融入的世界观里面，你要处理冲突，不是两个人在坐下来然后讲清楚，通常都要找一个双方都尊重的那个中保，他来做鲁仲连，做调停的工作。
And in the honor and shame system, when there's a conflict, there's something to be resolved, you have to find a mediator, a third person whom you respect to come in between.
耶稣就是在上帝跟人当中的那一位中保。
And Jesus is that mediator.
那在这种 shame culture 里面，罪比较是要用背叛来了解。背叛那个王这样的概念来了解。
And in this honor and shame system, sin should be understood as a rebellion against the system.
所以我把四律重新改写，用这个荣耀羞辱的角度来改写。
So I rewrote the four spiritual laws.
父王神就是我们的父王，他爱你，为造你成为有神形象尊贵的人。
So first of all, Father and King, He created us in the image of honor and dignity.
可是人背叛了他的父王，羞辱了他，自己也成为一个羞辱，而且失去了归属。
And the human beings have rebelled against this King and Father, and so brought all the shame, and He Himself has become shame, and He has lost His place in this community.
那耶稣承担我们的羞辱，挽回了神的颜面，又做中保，使我们跟神和好。
So Jesus has brought our shame so that we could be brought back to the community, and the relationship is restored.
所以我们要接受耶稣，就可以得回做上帝儿女的特权。
So as we accept Jesus as our mediator, we are brought back to our original dignity and honor as children of God.
这个部分还有很多可以研究的，我时间关系我只能点到为止。
There are many more things to say, but because of time, I'm going to just say so much.
那第三个部分就是 fear and power, 恐惧到全能的世界观。
And the third system is about this fear and power.
你如果看这个图，你就马上会有一种毛骨悚然的感觉。
If you look at this picture, you probably feel uncomfortable already.
很多的基层的，包括在天主教的菲律宾，有很多人都是信仰这种所谓的民间宗教 folk religion.
And there are many people, including the folk Catholic in Philippines, they follow this folk religions.
那这个民间的信仰，它可以依附在基督教，它也可以依附在伊斯兰教，它可以依附在任何大的宗教里面。
And this kind of folk religion could go under any major religions, including Islam or Catholics and so on.
那它也可以发生在这些泛灵信仰的当中 ，animism。
And it also occurs in tribal animism belief.
简单的说，他们追求的不一定是永恒的真理，他们追求的是现世的好处。
They are not looking for eternity. They are looking for how do I become powerful right now and here.
所以简单的说，他们想追求钱多事少、离家近、老婆漂亮、孩子乖啊。这一类的。
And so they are only looking at what's right in front of them, the goods they can get.
比方说这张图，这个是在 Papua New Guinea 巴纽的，我去探访宣教师的时候拍的照片。
And this picture was taken when I visited Papua New Guinea.
你在中国的民间有很多的用什么八卦镜啊，用符咒啊，用带什么念珠啊，各式各样的趋吉避凶的这种东西。
And in the Chinese culture also, we have also amulets and so on to avoid the evils and get the benefits.
所以这种的文化常常在传福音的时候会牵涉到全能的对抗，就是一种 power encounter.
And very often in this kind of culture, we encounter a power encounter.
但是福音是什么呢？对于这种世界观里面的福音，耶稣就是神的儿子显出来，要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And in this kind of system, Jesus is the one who destroyed the power and the work of the evil one.
所以他的形象就是一个犹大的狮子。
And his image is a lion of Judah.
如果我要用四律，我要写这样的方面的四律，我会说：神爱你，赐你权柄，统管万有。
And in this kind of system, the four spiritual could be rephrased: God has created you, I given you power over all creation.
第二律，但是人受撒旦欺骗而堕落，成为奴仆，落在拜偶像跟恐惧的咒诅当中。
And the human beings have rebelled against God, therefore has been deceived by Satan and become slaves to sin and to idolatry.
那第三个呢？神的儿子显出来，就是为了要除灭魔鬼的作为，释放我们可以得平安。
And Jesus, the Son of God, has come to break away and release us from this slavery to restore us to the right power position.
最后呢，我们要接受耶稣，就可以领受圣灵，与基督一同得胜作王。
And when we receive Jesus Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit to empower us to become the king, the regent under God.
耶稣降生，他说我报给你们一个好消息，是关乎万民的。
When Jesus was born, the good news was I give you the good news about all nations.
他是给不管是在罪疚文化，还是羞辱文化，还是恐惧文化的，耶稣的福音都是给他们的。
And this good news of Jesus Christ for all nations doesn't matter its honor, shame, its guilt or innocence, or power and fear.
但是我们作为福音的使者，当我们去跟一个人传的时候，你如果能够了解他世界观，他比较困扰的是什么，你的传的福音才会比较有共鸣。
But as the ambassador of the gospel, when we understand the receiver and what kind of culture it is, we can address the concern, and the gospel will be more effective.More effective.
那么，我要再说，其实这三种世界观，这只是一个简单的分类，没有哪一种文化是绝对的罪疚，或是绝对的 shame culture， 或是绝对的 fear culture。它常常是三个混在一起，但是呢，比重不一样。
And these three dimensions, they are never absolute.There's no culture which is only one. It's actually the combination of the three dimensions.
所以有点像我们说这个光有三元光，红蓝绿三元光，它的组合就会产生各式各样的五彩缤纷的颜色。
Just like when we talk about light, it has three basic color: the blue, the red, and the
green.
The green. And with a different combination, we come with different lights.
Okay. 那耶稣的十字架还有他的复活升天，这是关乎全人类的好消息。
And this good news is for all nations, all peoples.
我不知道你在传福音的时候是不是传的全备，还是只有某一种角度，以至于你教会里面坐的都是某一类的人。
So, when we preach the gospel, do we preach the whole picture or just one side of it? So the result is only certain people could be reached by us.
十字架的救恩最少有这三方面，让人从罪为人赎罪，就是 from guilt to innocence.
And so, the good news of the cross, there are these three different dimensions to bring us from guilt to innocence.
第二个是回到神的家里， from shame to honor, 从羞辱到荣耀。
And second, from shame to honor.
第三个是胜过魔鬼，是从恐惧到经历他的全能。
And third, from fear to power.
圣经当中，你如果好好去研究，你就会发现有很多很多羞辱跟荣耀的这一类的经文。
In the Bible, if we read carefully, there are a lot of things about honor and shame.
比方说，以赛亚书六十一章一到二节。
And for example, Isaiah 61 verses 1
and 2. 这个或者是以赛亚书五十四章，大家比较知道五十三章，但是五十四章你去读就会讲到很多从羞辱到荣耀的经文。
Or Isaiah 54, it actually talk a lot about how to go from shame to honor.
那么我最后要用这个保罗的使命宣言来做一个结束。
And finally, I would like to conclude with a mission statement from Paul.
使徒保罗他领受福音的时候，他说我领受这个福音到底要做什么呢？他说上帝对他讲，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So in Acts 26:18, Paul said, God say to PaulI'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
那么我们可以说，这个从撒旦权下归向神，黑暗中归向光明，这个是从 fear to power.
And so from the power of Satan to God, that's from fear to power.
又因信我得蒙赦罪，这个可以说从罪疚到清白。
And from by faith, they are forgiven. So that's from guilt to innocence.
然后和一切成圣的人同得基业，这个是从羞辱的状态回到神的家中，可以成为继承家业的这个 heir 的世子。
And to be sanctified and come back to the heritage, that is the shame and honor.
所以我今天就只能短暂的分享到这边，还有很多的可以研究的哈，可以你们我的书快要出来了，你们可以买我的书。
There's a lot more room for discussion, but I'm going to stop here. And actually, I'm writing a book, and it's going to be published soon.
好，那上帝祝福大家可以传福音，而且传得全备。
And may God bless you and preach the gospel in all dimensions.
Amen.
Amen.